Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, January the 18th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I've got a very important topic for you today. We want to talk about your energy, your I-N-N-E-R, your inner God, your inner chi, your inner prana, your inner numa. We want to talk about this inward thing, for lack of a better term, that you have. We want to talk about something that, according to all of the ancients, there is something that is synonymous, if I can say that right, that's similar, we'll put it that way, something that is similar to your breath, is similar to the air, is similar to the oxygen that you breathe, and the blood carries this oxygen, especially if you are hemoglobin. Some of us are hemocyanin. Some of us are copper-based, some of us are iron-based. depending on whether our blood type is positive or negative. So that, my brother, that, my sister, is another study for another time. But what we must over and understand that there is something that scientists and the science community equates to this ideal of what is called qi inside of a lot of the Orient or Chinese or Japanese, Korean cultures. And what we are talking about is what the Helios Biblios, or what the Bible refers to as breath. So if you remember, if you go back to the days, and if you remember your text, and if you remember the Bible, there is a biblical reference in which God breathed into dust, and he produced the Adamu, or the Adama, or the Adam. And before this, Adam was not a living soul. It wasn't until the chi, the prana, the pneumach, the ruach, the spirit, the energy. So this is your energy. This is what I talked about yesterday when I said God will send you a strong delusion. That word strong in the original ancient or in the text talks about this superpower, this vibrational essence that comes from the big G. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know how to express, expose, or expand this using the English vernacular so that way you can understand the concept of your life force. This is the animating principle of the body. Let me say that again. This is the animating principle of the body. Let me say that one more time. This chi, this prana, this pneuma, this is the animating principle of the body. No chi, no prana, no ruach, no breath, no air, no wind, no ether, no dark matter, no thinking stuff from the supernatural, from the big G. I understand the little G may have a lot of stuff he can assist you with, but the big G, the pleroma, as it talks about in all of the ancient texts, if you don't have something from the pleroma, if you didn't get this I-N-N-E-R pleroma, if you don't have this inner pleroma, if you don't have that, brothers and sisters, you have no energy. You have no E-N-E-R-G-Y. And this explains a lot of people inertia, the reason why what the Bible calls slack, slowful, sluggard. Now, I have this inside of my book, The Ultimate Secret of Being Rich. If you have this, and this is what I'm dealing with in 2017, a lot of people are slack, slowful, sluggards. I used to be one of them. Therefore, I over and understand if you are slack. If you are slack, you will have lack. If you are slowful, you will be put to forced labor. If you are sluggard, you will dream dreams and have nothing. Let me make sure you understand the three stages, and you are in one of these stages. Your job is to enter over and understand which stage you are in and to transmute it. And the only way, my brother, the only way, my sister, for you to transmute the stage that you're in is you got to tap into your true authentic self. That is the energy. You got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. You got to be comfortable in your own skin when everybody else don't like you in your skin. You see, when you become you, everybody else get pissed off because they like you being fake, because they know the old you means they got to be authentic. Let me make sure you understand what I just said. You see, my brother, there's this thing called human resonance. There's this thing called the principle of resonance. There's this thing that when you create authentically, it requires everybody else to create authentically, and nobody want to do that. Everybody want to be fake. Nobody wants to be real. So let me make sure that I am crystal clear, brothers and sisters, because without this inner over and understand that everything in this universe is energy, and that right now you have the opportunity to match the frequency of your energy, that means that you have the opportunity to choose to be you. You can stop being, again, an observer and be a participator. You have the opportunity today to participate in your own life instead of sitting on the sideline and watching your life go by. Today, you have the opportunity to begin to hear yourself and to begin to notice yourself and to begin to like yourself and begin to engage in your own experiment that you call life. And you will begin to notice that your tone that may be negative right now will be biologically transferred. You will biologically, electrically, chemically change the field. This is done on a cellular level. This is done on a DNA level. And the way that this is done, my brother, the way that this is done, my sister, is by activating your chi, by activating your prana, by activating the pneuma, by activating the ruach, is when you tap into this chi. Now, remember, again, if we go back to Genesis, now, brothers and sisters, remember the three stages that you are in and how you can tell. Everybody is in one of these stages, unless you've already transformed it by using inspiration and desperation. Either you are inspired or you're desperate. So you're desperate, you're running from something. If you're inspired, you're running to something. The goal is to have both, not one. The enemy wants you to always choose between option A and option B. He never presents option C. In the garden, Adam and Eve was presented with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But they both was on the same tree. But there was four trees in the garden, not one, not two, four. Adam and Eve, there was a tree that was good for sight. There was another tree that was good for taste. There was another tree called the tree of life. How come they didn't choose that tree? How come you haven't chosen that tree? Because the cosmogrator doesn't give you the option to choose that tree. He tells you rich or poor, happy, sad, fat, skinny, up, down, left, right. He only gives you two options because we live in a world of polarity. We live in a world that's based upon polarity. We live in a world that's based upon, again, option A and option B. But we have a triune body. We have a triune God. So you need to be a triune being. You have a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. Let's understand. You have a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. You are a biological, electrical, chemic being. And you're not dual. You are triune. And so you must oscillate and vibrate on three dimensions. And without this inner and understanding, my brothers and sisters, you're going to settle to continue to stay in this duality. And it is very important. Because if you are slack, you will have lack. So if anybody has lack in any area of your life, that means you're slack. That means that you do not have the ability to exert the necessary effort. That means you're not in contact with your inner G, your I-N-N-E-R, inner G. That means God, your little G. You're not in contact with it. And then if you're not slack, then you will be. If you're not slack where you have lack, then you're going to be slowful. Slowful means you got a little bit more. You got a little bit of a contact. But slowful means that you got some concerns. That means that you want to, I'm not sure, Doc, I want to invest in your program, but you know what? I got some reservations. So if you are slowful, that means you're going to be put to forced labor. Everybody that has a job working for somebody that you don't like, it's because you're slowful. Now, the word slowful comes from the word sloth. Sloth, have you ever seen a sloth move? I don't know if you please go to YouTube, type in sloth, and watch how slow it moves. That's you spiritually. That's if you're in the second stage. Now, it's better to be in being sloth than it is to, again, to be slack. Because if you're a sloth, that means you're put to forced labor. That means you work with your back and not with your head. Now, I was there for about 25, 30 years. I can relate. I always worked in warehouses. I always worked in postal services, you know, United Parcel Service. All of those jobs required me to pack boxes, work with my back. Then if you graduate from that level, if you go from being slack to being slowful, then you're going to be a sluggard. And if you're a sluggard, and I say I was a sluggard for a long time. Oh, man, I can recognize, I can recognize a sluggard a mile away. See, a sluggard, man, they always got a new idea. They always got a new scheme. They always got another scam. They always got another, you know, multi-level marketing, you know. Not that nothing wrong with multi-level marketing. Don't get me wrong. That's just not your authentic. That's not you. They always got another, there's always another product, service, or information to promote. And that's what I don't always understand, man, is that people don't get it. But it's okay. I didn't get it either. So everybody listen to the sound of my voice, whether you're live or whether 20 years from now, you are in one of those three categories. you're slack, that means you're going to have lack. That means that, like I was for about 40 years, you never, your money is not long enough. No matter how much money you got, it's not enough. Your health is always waning. Your knowledge is always missing. Your relationships always suffer. Why? You slack. If you are slack, you would have lack. Slack means the inability to exert effort. The reason that you can't, now you want to do something, but you can't. So you want to stop doing the things that destroy your life, but you can't. You got an addiction. You know that drinking alcohol, you know that, you know, you're spending all your money on, you know, drugs. And you know you have to use your money to buy Pampers, but you can't stop. You do not have the ability to stop. That means you're slack. Well, why are you slack? You haven't identified with your purpose. Why have you not identified with your purpose? You don't even know what it is. Maybe you got my Dear Kinnear report, and maybe you read it 1,000 times, and you still don't know what your purpose is. The reason that you don't know what your purpose is because of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10 that we read yesterday, which says what? God himself put blinders on your vision so you can't see purpose. I can talk to you every day for the next 30 years. You won't hear shiznit. Write it to you. I can be your freaking coloring book. You can't see it. Because if God is against you, brother, you can kiss the baby. Ain't nobody can help you. Because God says, I'm against everybody that do not have the love of the truth. So like I told everybody, and I will say it again, on January the 1st of 2009, the veil was lifted. And let me explain it to you so that way you can enter over and understand. You are living your life with a veil over your eyes. It is impossible. Let me say that again. 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 It is impossible for you to understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. It is impossible for you to understand that the language is the key to your reality. It is impossible for you to get out of the prison that is the playground of your own mind, because God himself put you in that prison, and only God can take you out. And so, I love you, appreciate you, but until you get right with God, now the Bible says, if you have an art with your brother, leave your gift at the altar, go back to your brother, make amends with your brother, then come back. That's what the Helios Biblia said. So God is telling you, your energy gives you your E-N-E-R-G-Y. But unless you have a contact with your I-N-N-E-R-G, your energy, your chi, you have no energy. Since you have no energy, you're slack. Since you're slack, according to the Bible, slack, you would have lack. You're not going to have enough. But let's say you get in contact with your energy, but like me, you're like, oh, man, I can't be no master teacher. I can't even freaking read and write. I'm a functional illiterate. If everybody knows that I can't pronounce words, and I got to use dictionary.com so that way I can hear the word pronounced correctly first, then I can say it. If the world finds out that I got a PhD and I'm a functional illiterate, what if everybody finds out that I've been clinically diagnosed with bipolar disorder and arrested development disorder and hyperactivity disorder, and I suffer from anxiety and deep depression? What if everybody finds out about my mental issues? Man, then nobody's going to love me. What if? See, brothers and sisters, this is the game that the enemy plays with your brain. So that way you can't be comfortable in your own skin, and you can't be authentic, and you can't do the two things that God requires. Number one, you have to have the love. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand what that is. As I talked about yesterday, you can fool yourself, you can fool everybody else on earth, but you can't fool God. You can't fool vibrations. See, when I meet somebody, I don't care what they look like. I don't care what they say. I go by the vibe that I feel. So your vibe doesn't lie, brother. Your vibe doesn't lie, sister. You vibrate on a particular frequency. And when I meet you spiritually, I'm not talking about in person, because your vibe is universal. So I pick up your vibe and I say, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I know where they're at. Vibrationally, everybody has a vibrational signature. So you are slack, you will have lack, stage one. You graduate from stage one, you go to being again, slothful. The Bible says that the slothful person will be put to forced labor. That means if you have a job that you go to every day, that when Monday morning comes around, you need an alarm clock to get up, and you like, oh, man, Whew. And you living for the weekend? You living for the weekend? You waiting for the week to end? Because you're living for the weekend because it's weekends you? The weekend weekends you. So if you work and you're living for the weekend, W-E-E-K-E-N, it's W-E-A-K-E-N. It weakens you. So biblically, spiritually, universally, if you do not love, if you do not have the love, God said, I'm going to take your energy from you. I ain't giving you none. So my problem, I can't help you, brother. I can't help you. You can pay me $5,000 if you want to. And if you come to me, I can't do nothing for you. Now, I would gladly take your money. But if you're doing something that you don't love, you're violating God's law, not mine. I can't help you. So if you don't have the love of the truth, not a love, it's the love. Not a truth, it is the truth. As I talked about yesterday, you will be slack. You will be slowful. And you might happen to be sluggard. Now, a sluggard dreams dreams. He don't have shiznits. You always got a dream. Always got a new idea coming to your head about now. And you guys know how long I spend in those three stages? Do you have any idea? Do you have any earthly idea? When I asked God what's wrong to me, he gave me a book. While I wrote that book homeless, hadn't showered or shaved in over a month, came back to my ex-wife, now at the time, begged her, you guys know the story, to at least let me sleep in the closet. So she cleaned out one of the closets. And I lived in the closet for 3 months, and I wrote the book, The Ultimate Secret of Being Rich. And I asked the Father, what the hell is wrong with me? And he gave me that. Coming out of the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 10, Proverbs 11, and Proverbs 13. And it says that a slothful man or slack, if you're slack, you will have rest. I have lack. And then he gave me the opposite form of rich young ruler. Now, all of this inside of my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. Everybody's a part of my program in 2012. I'm in 2017. You guys got that book. You should have already have it. If you're not, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, so I can send it to you immediately. That's required reading before we even start on January the 31st. Why? Because you got to know where you're at, brother. You have to know where you're at, sister, and why you are there. The reason that you are slack, the reason that you are slowful, and the reason that you are sluggard. Because the Bible says you haven't considered the ant. Now, the Bible says, consider the ant, oh sluggard. Now, I'm not calling you this. Please don't email me and say, hey, Brother Will, I don't know what's wrong with you, dog, thinking you can call me a freaking sluggard. Who the hell you think you are? Come on, dude. Come on, do that. Are you serious? Like, I got to come on Blog Talk to insult people. Like, I don't have better things to do with my freaking time. That I'm going to come on Blog Talk Radio and talk about you. My life is too valuable. My time is too valuable. I got bigger fish. I'm living my dream. And nobody, no demon, nothing is going to deter me from my dream. I ain't coming down off the mountaintop. I've been in the valley. And it's important, brother, you should sense my righteous indignation right about now. You should sense a little, like, edge to my voice, because let me make sure you understand what I'm doing. I'm living a golden life. What does that mean? Do you know that gold is the word God with the L in it? Do you know that the only substance on earth that has no resonance, there's only one substance on earth that has no resonance? That means that wavelength doesn't affect it the way that it affects other things. This is the chemistry of being what is called mesmerized. Biodelocation of electrons, meaning that nothing affects gold. Frequency-wise, gold is a superconductor, meaning that the whatever amount of energy that you put in is the same amount of energy that you get out. Gold, unlike any other, whether it's silver, iron, platinum, copper, any of the other metals, they're all conductors, but they're not a superconductor. They're not a quantum conductor. They're not super consciousness. Gold is the only one. That's why the Anunnaki came here doing what? Gold. That's why in the Bible, if you read the story of Moses, the biblical golden calf in Moses, Moses came down, he threw the Ten Commandments, and it hit the golden calf that they built, and it shattered the golden calf into pieces. And then if you read that scripture carefully, the golden calf was distributed throughout the ground, all over the ground, and then the people ate it. You ever watch the movie Limitless or the movie Lucy? That's O-R-M-E gold, Armus or O-R-M-U-S gold. It's white powder gold. In the Bible, it's called manna. So remember in the desert when they walked along and God fed them with manna? That's called white powder gold. Why? Gold, brothers and sisters, is the only thing that doesn't respond to resonance. That's how you know you're in gold. That's how you know that you're in super consciousness. That's how you know that you got Christ consciousness. That's how you know, brothers and sisters, that you're past those three stages of slack, slowful, sluggard. Why? The golden rule, the golden means, golden ratio are all the same. Please Google those. I will be breaking this down in 2017. But the people that are working with me, the 25 people that are working with me in 2017, I'm going to explain, because this has to do with building the chi, the prana. This is called Christ activation. This is what everybody's trying to do when they're trying to activate their kundalini and they're trying to ascend and they want to get in touch with their ascended masters and they want to do all this other new age bullshitness. This is what they're trying to do. But the Helios Biblia said, which means the golden rule is what? The golden rule says, do unto others as I would have them to do unto thee. If you do that, if you got that mindset, if you have, what does Donald Trump represent? Now, I posted on my Facebook page in 2013, I told everybody what was happening in 2017. There was something that Tasha posted on my Facebook page today. Last year, I said Donald Trump will be president of the United States. Last year, on January the 18th of 2016, I said Donald Trump will be president of the United States. I said Donald Trump is found inside of the Bible. At the last sound, at the last trump, the dead in Christ will arise. I said it in 2013. I said it again in 2016. I'm saying it again in 2017. This is what's going to happen. It's already happening. When Donald Trump became president, my life changed. That's why I talk different. That's why I'm living different. That's why the amount of money that I'm making has tripled, quadrupled. That's why everything in my life is better. Is it because of Donald Trump? No. It's because of what Donald Trump represents. Donald Trump is bringing in the last trumpet, the last sound. That means right now your DNA is being regened or either you're being left behind, because only those who are in Christ. Now, that's what the Helios Biblia said. It says that those who are dead will be risen. So I was dead, meaning spiritually dead, meaning that I wasn't operating in wealth, health, wisdom, and rest. Because Yahushua came that you may have life, brother, that you may have life, sister, now, and life more abundantly. So at the last sound, at the last trump, there was a change in the spirit. A change in the spirit realm. Donald Trump represents the opposite, gentleness, meekness, self-control. You can either go with Trump or you can go with the Ruach and the Pneuma, your energy. So my energy, Donald Trump, everybody's energy is decreasing except mine and everybody else who's in Christ. Why? Because Donald Trump represents the last trump, the last sound, the last frequency, the last vibration. And so you brothers have to make a jump. Donald Trump is what? Total ego, total arrogance, exactly like you. Oh, man, somebody bumps into you, you ready to fight. Somebody look at you wrong, man, you ready to I followed a guy from Dallas, Texas, all the way to San Antonio because he cut me off in traffic. 600 miles I followed the dude. He pointed a gun. He rolled down his window and pointed a gun at me. I rolled down my window and pointed my gun at him. And we played road rage tag 600 miles on the freeway, driving from Dallas, Texas to San Antonio, Texas, until I finally woke up like, what the f*** am I doing? I was going to die that day or go to jail. That is the definition of ego. So that's what Donald Trump represents. That's what you got. You're going to get that spirit that Donald Trump has unless your ego dies today. Let me make sure you understand how serious this is. Because, see, everybody is playing church because they don't understand the golden ratio. Dan Winter breaks this down. It is the physics of implosion. Physically, the sun changed. The sun is operating. The sun is sending different. The scientists at NASA, they all freaking out. That's why they got dumb bases right now all over the world. All of the 1%ers, they all going underground. But let me go to Google and type in deep underground military bases. Dumb. Deep underground military bases. Just type it in. And then type in FEMA camps. FEMA. FEMA camps. And hit enter. Look at the number of FEMA camps. And look at the number of deep underground military bases. What are they preparing for? They know. Now, see, I got melanin, so it's not going to affect me none. And I got gold. Gold is the only thing that shields you from the atmosphere. That's why the Anunnakis came here to mine gold. To make sure you understand, gold is not physical gold. Gold is the golden rule. It is the golden means, and it is the golden ratio. What is the golden ratio? You call it pi. Remember? Go back to elementary school. Oh, you just got, what is the golden ratio? Does anybody remember the 3.16 dot, 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 dot? Do you remember what the golden ratio is? Do you remember what golden means is? Do you remember what the golden rule is? I said three, I think it's one. It's 1.6. That is the golden ratio. But what does that mean? Click on golden ratio and click on images. Everything in the world, every seashell, your ear, your face, your head, your body, everything is on this Fibonacci sequence, which is the golden ratio. So if you have the golden ratio, which you got, then you got to have, again, what is called the golden means. Now, again, brothers and sisters, I'm trying to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how to activate your inner chi. But you got to have the golden means. Now, the golden means is the sacred geometry. It's a sacred geometrical pattern because patterns are power. So you got the golden ratio, you got the golden means, and then you got to have the golden rule. He who makes the goal makes the rules. Where did that come from? You are gold because you are God, little g, but you got the L in you, Lucifer. Take out Lucifer, what you got left? G-O-L-D. Take out Lucifer. Get rid of logic. The low guy. Not the Logos. Get rid of Lucifer, the god of the little g, and you got G-O-L-G-O-D. But everybody got G-O-L-D. Even the golden rule says to do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. When you do that, that means you vibrate on a different frequency than Donald Trump. That means you have no ego. You have no arrogance. Why? You're helping other people. So you can't help other people when all the emphasis is on you. Now, there is a good kind of selfishness. And you got to have this. See, without the good selfishness, which says, love your neighbor as yourself. See, putting yourself first is not selfish. Thinking about yourself constantly is selfish. Let me say that again. Putting yourself first, taking care of yourself first. In other words, teaching yourself how to swim first instead of trying to help somebody swim and you don't know how to swim, that's good selfishness. You need that. Thinking about yourself constantly is selfish. See, sometimes it is good to be selfish. You have to claim and be comfortable with being in your own skin. The Bible says, love your neighbor the same way you love yourself. So if you don't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love your neighbor? You can't love your neighbor. The Bible says the way that you love your neighbor, the way that you love yourself, love your neighbor the same way. So if you never take a bath for yourself, then that means you're never going to teach your neighbor how to take a bath. If you never reward yourself, that means you will never reward your neighbor. If you never love yourself, that means that you will never love your neighbor. So the goal is for you to love yourself first, then love your neighbor. Now, my brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand what that means, because remember, the three things that are the three stages, and you are in one of those stages, is prohibiting you from activating your inner G, your I-N-N-E-R-G. And because you're not being the love of the truth, you're not in contact with the authentic you, and because you're not in contact with the authentic you, purpose, you have no energy. So since you have no energy, you can't put forth effort, because every time you go to lift your hands, you're like, I don't want to pursue that. I'm not interested. I know Brother Will got a good program, but I got to spend my money somewhere else. I know I need to go. I need to go and apologize, but I don't feel like apologizing. I know he can apologize to me. I know I need to go to work today, but I don't like that job. I feel like you ain't got no energy. None. Zero. Zip. Zada. Gone. No matter what you eat, I don't care what kind of multi-level marketing blank you in. I don't care if you listen to Tony Robbins and his grandfather. It ain't going to do you no good. Why? God is against you. The universe saying, I don't recognize that vibe. The universe is against you, brother. Do you understand that? Do you understand? If the universe is against you, who can be for you? Now, the Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? So today, it's a simple. For me, it's very simple. You align with the universe, God, or you are the universe, God is against you. So I just decided on January the 1st of 2009, I'm tired of swimming against stream. I'm tired of swimming against the current. I'm going to jump in, and I'm going to flow with the current. That's what I did. And since then, life has been great. Now, about 60 days ago, I stopped being sluggard. Now, sluggard is not bad. Because, see, the sluggard, if you're a sluggard, you got a lot of dreams. You got a lot of ideals. You can't implement shizness, though, because you ain't got no plan. And the reason that you ain't got no plan is because you don't believe in yourself. And the reason that you don't believe in yourself is because you're not identified yourself. And the reason that you have not identified yourself is you don't see no worth in nobody. Nobody spend time researching stuff that has no value and no worth. But everybody knows, everybody that plays, everybody knows the who won the game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers. Everybody knows who's on the starting lineup of the Dallas Cowboys, but they don't know their purpose. People don't even know their blood type. Some people don't even know their height and weight. Some people don't even know they don't even know what they're good at. I ask people, okay, like, what do you want to be? I'm talking about adults, like 30-plus people. Like, what do you want to do with your life? Well, I don't know, Doc. I haven't gave it much thought. What? But you know everybody on the freaking, you watch Love & Hip Hop, you know everybody on freaking Love & Hip Hop, you know everybody on the freaking the Kardashians, you know every reality show, but you don't have no plan for your life? Wow. But that was me. See, the Bible says for us to do something that's very important. It says to consider the ant. Why the ant? Let's read Proverbs chapter 6. Let me help you get in contact with you. See, right now, you don't have the love of you. You have the love of money. You got the love of women. You got the love of alcohol. You got the love of knowledge. You got the love of books. You got the love of research. You got the love of a lot of stuff, you know, pork chops. You got the love of, you know, Krispy Kreme donuts. I'm laughing because I like Krispy Kreme donuts. That's a problem I'm working on. You got the love of a lot of stuff, but you don't have the love of aletheia. That is the truth. As I talked about on yesterday's show, if you haven't listened to it, please listen. Because the word aletheia, guess what it means, brothers, sisters? This is a cookie blower. I polled 10 people, and all 10 of them got this wrong when I asked them, what is the truth? Jesus is the truth, brother. Really? What is Jesus? Jesus is the Lamb of God, brother. Okay, what is the Lamb of God? Well, Jesus is God incarnate, brother. Okay, what is God incarnate? Well, Jesus is God in flesh, brother. What is God in the flesh? Well, you know, because God came down and he manifested himself and he dwelt among men, brother. Okay, really? What does that mean, though? How does that help you? Can you pay your light bill with that? Can you love your wife better with that? Can you take care of your children, or are you going to keep slapping them around like they're freaking doormats? Can you help you be a better man? Is it going to help you be a better woman? The fact that you can regurgitate what somebody else said? Nah, it ain't going to do you no good. So the book Bible, in case y'all don't know who wrote the book, but the book Bible says, Proverbs 6:8, you might want to know who the hell Baal is. Proverbs 6:5 says, deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hunter's hand. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hunter's hand and like a bird from the hand of a fowler. Go to the ant, O sluggard. Observe her ways and be wise. So this is how you get in contact with your energy. This is how you get wisdom. This is how you become wise. This is how you become all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present. This is how you get on the same level as God. This is how you vibrate and oscillate on the same frequency. Because the Bible says in Philippians 2:5, that let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. I'm paraphrasing. You might want to look it up. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God. God said, I don't need to be equal with God. I'm already on the same level. What does that mean? Proverbs 6:6. Go to the ant, O sluggard, observe her ways and be wise. Simply observing the ways and you're going to be wise. What ways? Verse 7, Proverbs 6:7. Which, having no chief, no officer, or ruler. Verse 8. The ant prepares her food in the summer and gathers her provisions. That's purpose, by the way. Look at the word provisions. It's pro-vision. It's vision. Vision makes you a pro. So you ain't got no vision, you can't be a pro. The provisions is for the vision. Provisions, that's you. That's your skills. That's your talents. That's your traits. All the stuff you got, all the money you make, is for your vision. The provisions is for the vision. Oh, but you spent your money on, what you spend your money on? Alcohol? Oh, you got your new wardrobe? Oh, you got your new car? Oh, you spent all your money on what? But you didn't spend no money on your vision. As I talked about on yesterday's show, your first investment is in yourself. By investing in my products and services, you're investing in yourself through my services. Not mine, somebody else's. Maybe even it's your own products and services, but at least you're investing. But you didn't do that, did you? What'd you spend your money on, brother? What'd you spend your money on? Where did your provisions go? See, the ant didn't do that. The ant took their provisions. Let me tell you what the ant did. With no supervision. So the ant didn't have no life coach. The ant didn't call the Reverend Dr. Bishop. The ant didn't have Master Teacher 33. The ant didn't have a mother or no father. The ant, with no chief, with no officer, with no ruler, what did the ant do? The ant did what it was supposed to do with the provisions without nobody telling it what to do. Wow. Let me wrap my brain around that. So when nobody is looking and there's a $100 bill on the ground, somebody drops $100 bills. Me, I pick them, I put it in my pocket and say, God bless me today. Really? Boy, it's amazing. I love talking to Creedence. They were, man, God, man, something positive happened, God did it. Something negative happened, oh, it was the devil. Craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters. With having no chief or no ruler, the ant prepares her food in the summer, and it gathers her provisions in the harvest. How long will you lie down, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? People ask me a while of time. Why are you only sleep 3 or 4 hours, brother? People ask me all the time. This is why I don't sleep. Because I ain't no sluggard no more. Now, I used to be. Spent 40 years being a sluggard. Man, I was a damn good one, too. Sleep all day. Didn't do nothing. And when I did do something, it was for somebody else. fulfilling their dream, packing their boxes. I wasn't packing my home. Ask me what I'm doing now, though, brother. Ask me what I'm doing now, sister. I ain't packing no boxes no more because I'm not slack. I'm not slothful. I'm not sluggard. I'm a rich, young ruler because that's the opposite of slack, slothful, sluggard. Is a rich, young ruler. Brothers and sisters, I wish I had time to break it down for you, but let me make sure you understand the basics of your energy. Because unless you are like the ant and have the ability to get up and arise from your sleep, why? Verse 10, Proverbs 6:10 says, a little sleep, a little slumber, like a folding of your hands to rest. Just a little bit. Don't take much. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of your hands to rest. Then, Proverbs 6:11 says, then your poverty will come in like a vagabond. Do you remember what I said yesterday with the definition of the word strong delusion? Remember, it was a superpower from God that makes you a vagabond. Do you guys remember that show yesterday? If you don't, please remember. Just go to blogtalk.com/masterteacher33. Click on the show that I did yesterday. And it says the word strong delusion means that if you do not have the love, that means that if you don't love, being objective. What does that mean? That means somebody comes to you and they say something that's totally opposite of your belief system. You don't say, brother, you're going to die and go to hell. You don't believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. You're going to die and go to hell. That's not biblical. Now go to church and tell somebody that. The definition of Jesus is objectivity. Do you really think that Jesus got into debates with people? Now, if you are a lion, how much time are you going to spend convincing people that you are a lion? Last time I checked, lions don't go to hyenas and say, I am a lion. Usually, the hyenas, they see the lion, they gone. It's amazing that lions have no problem trying to convince other people that they're lions. I don't understand. But you are a lion. You're from the tribe of Judah. You're from the lion of Judah. You are a spiritual lion, and you're on Facebook trying to convince people that you're a lion. Where they do that at? Lions, again, try to convince other people that they are lions. When they show up, their vibe, their frequency, when they roar, do you know that the roar of a lion disables the function of the body inside the prey? When a lion roars, it disables the movement, the muscles freeze. Now, this is scientifically, biologically proven. Just type in frequency of fear. Tigers have the same thing. That's why they do that. When they roar, it disables. So in other words, the animal want to run, but it's like, and that one little second that they hesitate, lion's on them. But you don't know you're a lion. Now you're trying to convince yourself that you're a lion. Well, I see you. I see a lion. But when you look in the mirror, you don't see a lion. So you spend your whole life trying to convince yourself and other people that you're a lion. And that's when poverty comes upon you. See, a little slumber, a little sleep, and it says that your poverty will come in like a vagabond and your need like an armed man. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 11. Then it says in verse 12, a worthless person, a wicked man, is the one who walks with a perverse mouth. Brothers and sisters, I could go on and on and on about slack, slothful, sluggard. But that's what prevents you from tapping into your INNERG. Today's show is about your energy. Is your energy? Your INNERG is your ENERGY. So this inner man, chi, prana, ruach, pneuma, gives you the ability to be your outer man. So you can't be your outer man, your purpose. You can't do, like, I cannot be a master teacher 33 unless my INNERG is activated. So about 30 days, 45 days ago, when y'all start noticing everything changed, really the beginning of this year, the end of last year, about early part of December, mid-December, something clicked. What clicked? My energy. What happened? Well, I did a series called How to Be Authentic. And every series that I did another series called Christened. Did another series again called The Biology of the Temple of God. I did another series called Spiritual Engineering. How to be a spiritual engineer. And each one of these series that I did, because God was taking me through a series of levels. And it was going through the process myself, because again, you can't teach nothing that you yourself have not been through. You can teach it, but you would have no authority. The devils, they won't respect you. See, God, Yeshua came down, and he was tempted like us in every avenue like us. So therefore, he knows what it feels like to go through the things that you're going through. So whatever you're going through, I already know what you're going through, but I've been through it too. Let me make sure you understand what I just said. I did a show called Masters of Manipulation. And in that show, I talked about before you can manipulate others, you must first manipulate yourself. So the reason I did that show, Masters of Manipulation, because I was dumbfounded at the level and the degree by which I manipulated myself. So I was under, as I've explained before, self-hypnosis, meaning that I use auto-suggestion to automatically suggest to myself that I was a loser. So I believed my own inner thought. So it wasn't the white man. It wasn't Obama. It wasn't the government. It wasn't the aliens. It wasn't no little green men. It wasn't the demons. It wasn't my wife. It wasn't my children. It wasn't my neighbor. It wasn't my dog. It wasn't the fact that I had a bad childhood. It wasn't my teachers. They failed me. It wasn't the fact that, I got abused as a kid. It wasn't none of that. It was me, myself, and I, all three of us, in my internal dialogue, I was saying shitness to myself that manipulated myself, and I talked myself down instead of talking myself up. And after I did that show, God was telling me, Brother Will, now this is how me and God chat. If you calm yourself, if you put yourself in this position, you can get yourself out. And so I did the series about masters of manipulating, because you can't lie to nobody else unless you first lie to yourself. And you lie to yourself and say it's okay to lie to other people. That's why, so you are the problem and you are the solution. Then God told me, hey, you need to get in contact with me, because you're not authentic. And then I said that you're an author. He said that the reason I made you an author of 50 books, because to be an author, you have to authorize. And if you authorize, it allows you to be authentic. So I was like, okay, I am an author. I got the first step. Now I need to authorize. Being an author makes me an authority. So I'm an authority figure. So the word authorized means the author has risen. So the father was like, son, you need to get up. You need to rise up, son. You need to rise up, because I made you an author. So you have authorized. So go back and read your own stuff. So I went back. I started reading my own books. And I went back to my own childhood, and I looked at my own stuff, and I read my own stuff. And then that allowed me to be authentic. It allows me to get in contact with the real me. See, I thought I was a loser. I tell myself that, you know what? I'm not rich. I'm not wealthy. I'm not healthy. I'm not wise. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to have no good relationships. I don't know what to do. And God's like, Negro, are you crazy? Let me slap you upside the head and wake you up. How the hell did you get out of Richmond? How'd you even graduate when you was homeless? You remember you were sleeping in a car when you was, how in the world did you from the age of 13 been taking care of yourself? Had your first job. And you remember the first time you provided your check home, your father took your whole check and gave it to your stepmom. You remember what you felt like? You remember what you did? You went out and you got you another job. So you gave one check to him and you kept one check. So you've been doing that since you was 13. Get your ass up. Who the hell you've been lying to? I don't make junk. You're a royal priest. You're a holy nation. You're a joint heir. You're made in the image and likeness of me. You better recognize who you are and whose you are. So I did that series. And then I did the next series on being God. Because God said, son, you are being, that means existing, God, that means love. Because in the Hebrew Bible, it says God is love. And if you don't have the love, you don't have me. And he says, son, you are existing love. That's what being God means. So I did a whole book and a whole series on being God. Because God is love. And if God lives in you, you are being love. You are called to love. And if you are being called to love, you are being called to be God. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. I understand. That's a lying demon that's telling you that. So keep believing him if you want to. You can't go with me in 2017. Because the only way that you're going to vibrate on the frequency of God is to vibrate on the frequency of gold, just get rid of Lucifer. Because the golden rule is the only thing that protects you from all frequencies. Nothing can, when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you fear no evil. And then I did the series on how to overcome negative habit patterns, because how do you overcome negative habit patterns? By the next series that I did, which is called Knowledge, or Knowing is Growing. And growing is knowing. So when you know that when you oscillate and vibrate on the same frequency of God, you're tapping into your inner God or your energy that allows you to overcome negative habit patterns. And when you overcome those negative habit patterns, my brothers and sisters, that's when you start to oscillate and you're able to build the temple. The reason that you're building the temple is because you are going to house the Shekinah glory of God inside of you. Now, brothers and sisters, tomorrow we're going to go with part two of this series, and I'm going to go in depth into how to activate your inner chi. Now, contrary to what you've been taught, contrary to popular belief, we have to understand that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So the way that you activate your inner chi, as we reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify tomorrow, is exactly what the scripture says. It tells us to count it all joy when we fall into various trials and temptations, knowing that the testing of our faith worketh patience. So you are in a dilemma right now because God is activating your chi. And because you are in this dilemma, now remember we talked about you got two options. You're going to be desperate, desperation, or inspiration. So the situation you're in right now, you're making you desperate. Because God is trying to activate your inner chi, your inner chi or your energy, so that way you can have inspiration. Now remember, if your temptation is small, your energy, your inspiration is small. But if your temptation is great and you withstand, inspiration is going to be great. So my brothers and my sisters, we're going to get into the details tomorrow over part two of your energy, your I-N-N-E-R-G, is your E-N-E-R-G-Y. Please join me tomorrow at 12 noon. And again, everybody, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so I can give you more information on joining me in 2017 for the Clarinet Blueprint for Success program, because this program is a guaranteed program to allow you to get in contact with your energy so that way you can have energy. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder. murderer flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.